Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 15th and the whole week ahead. Now Venus is going to start to move forward and currently Venus occupies the house of your career and all vocational activities. So the important thing is over the past few weeks, what's happened with your ambitions? Have you had disappointment? Have you not been able to fulfill the things that you need? Have you found it hard to actually decipher what it is that you want to do with your life? All these things could be relevant. But as time goes by, everything will now begin to fall into place more. And here's your Sunday stars. The link between the Moon and Saturn in a conjunction in your seventh house does mean there can be a certain frostiness in relationships. However, either you're going to meet someone new in a friendship way, or you are going to be connected to somebody who excites your life. If you've been in the doldrums and you need to do something new and different with your life, these are the stars now to make things really happen and chivvy things up. And here's your Monday stars. The Sun and Saturn connected together is fantastic, mainly because it means that you're very responsible and you don't mind being held accountable for the things that you do. But most importantly, this is building bricks for the future, laying new foundations. And as I look at your stars, this is the perfect time to look to the future and start to set down the cornerstones for the rest of your life. Exciting. And here's your Tuesday stars. There's a lot going on in your 8th house, and your 8th house is all about financial matters, but not necessarily of your own, other people's. And so therefore, you may well be dependent on other people and what they do when it comes to money. You might also need to deal with certain things to do with the law, accountants, anything where people on the professional level need to help you out. Don't be afraid to ask for advice and guidance from professionals. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the Sun is now going to move into Taurus, and for you, this gives a time of respite. Over the next 4 weeks, this is a good time for certain periods of hibernation, to run away from all of the hassle of life, to enjoy yourself doing things that you perhaps wouldn't usually do, from painting to walking to communing with nature. But this is a period for you to get back your spirituality. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, Mercury, your ruler, is about to move backwards, so we know that over the next few weeks you've got to be pretty careful that you do things and you do them with a great deal of perception, knowing what you're saying, knowing what you're doing, but also perfection. Because if you're going to talk to others over the next few weeks, it's very likely they could get a hold of the wrong end of the stick. Be warned, communications are all over the place. And here's your Friday stars. Well, welcome Mars into your sign. Mars in your first house. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because mighty Mars means a new 2-year cycle begins today. So it's all about putting the thrust into your life and moving things forward in so many directions. But remember, with Mars, you need to be single-minded. You need to set your target. You need to know where you're going and know what you're doing and aim for just one thing, for success.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.